It is 8:37. A three-judge panel in federal court heard arguments earlier this week that could decide the fate of TikTok in the United States. With details on that case, our own KMOX legal analyst Brad Young joins Tom Ackerman and me. Of course, Brad is a partner at Harris Dahl Fisher and Young. Brad, this is all over attempts to ban TikTok overall in the U.S. What's the latest?
Well, good morning, Debbie. The latest is this. President Biden signed into law earlier this year, and essentially a two-pronged position when it comes to TikTok. Either it has to be sold away from its current Chinese owners, or it will be banned come January. And so at this point, an appeal has been filed of that, and the appeal was heard on Monday of this week. And what's fascinating about this issue, Debbie, is that it pits two different rights against each other. We have the First Amendment right of freedom of speech, which is what's being asserted by the owners of TikTok. But we also have a duty of the federal government to protect the United States against foreign bad actors, in this instance, China. And more interestingly is that we don't know what the government's evidence is. So the government's position here is that there are serious national security threats posed by TikTok, and they have evidence of that. However, because of the sensitive nature of the evidence, it has not been publicly disclosed. So we're left to wonder exactly how strong that evidence is, but the judges in this case will be cleared to see and review this evidence. And so that's how these two different rights are clashing in the form of this one lawsuit.
Brad, I don't use TikTok, but we are a long way from it being where people post dance videos. TikTok is a major social media channel. It's where people find out news. I can't imagine that it would just go away, but it's possible, isn't it? I mean, what happens if TikTok loses this case?
Well, regardless, Tom, of which side wins or loses, there will definitely be an appeal. And that's why the parties have scheduled this and asked the court to issue a ruling by December the 6th, which still allows time to file an appeal with a higher court of appeals or maybe even the Supreme Court, depending on who wins or who loses. But here's also what's interesting about this. Normally, when we talk about speech being banned, it's what's called a content speech. So certain types of speech are being banned or prohibited or censored. But here, the government's argument is that this is content neutral. It doesn't matter if you're posting dance videos or pro one party or anti against another party. It's content neutral. It has nothing to do with the content. It has everything to do with the avenue of that speech and whether that poses a national security risk. Now, in the state lawsuits, TikTok has unanimously won on all of those court challenges against states trying to ban TikTok. But then again, states can't assert a national security interest. So we're all watching this very closely because it's so unique.
Yeah, the other interesting thing, too, is the price tag for TikTok would be so high. Most people couldn't even buy it if they wanted to. And it'd probably be another social media company when we're already complaining about a monopoly in the tech industry. But anyway, we digress. Baby reindeer. I know there are a lot of people who may not even be familiar, but it is this crazy show on Netflix that won 6 Emmys the other day. And it is kind of the true story of Richard Gadd, this comedian who was stalked by this crazy woman. And now the woman who believes she inspired that main character on the show is suing. So what does Netflix do from here?
Well, Netflix has to defend, obviously, the lawsuit. But there are a couple of things here, Debbie, that's very interesting about this particular lawsuit. We see a lot of lawsuits filed against movie producers or TV series producers. It almost always happens. And almost always those lawsuits are based upon an idea that says that I had this idea for the movie and you stole my idea and therefore you owe me money. Those always get resolved very quickly because they're just about money. But this isn't about money on this lawsuit. This is about a defamation, because if you've seen Baby Reindeer, this woman who is is portrayed in the movie. Her name is Martha in the limited series, rather, on Netflix. She is not a very nice person. She's portrayed as being convicted of sexual crimes. She's portrayed as perpetrating a sexual assault on Richard Gadd. She's not a very good character or a very nice person. And so the real person who says, this was done after me, this character was modeled after me, she said, I'm none of those things. And so she's suing for defamation. But just as we talked about before, interesting questions are raised by lawsuits. So I see two big issues here. We already talked about the first being that it's not the typical kind of lawsuit. But secondly, since the woman who claims to be Martha is suing for defamation, it raises the question, since Richard Gadd never identified this woman as being the source material for the character, would anyone have even known who she was but for the fact that she filed the lawsuit? So it may be that she's responsible for her own defamation because no one would have known it was her but for the lawsuit. And so that's what the court here in the Baby Reindeer case has to determine.
An American gymnast denied a bronze medal at the Olympics in Paris and is now appealing, to the Supreme Court of Switzerland. Let's talk about this. Tell us about this case.
Yeah, even worse than being denied, they gave it to her and then took it back.
Yeah. Oh, it was heartbreaking. Everyone who watched the gymnastics segment of the Olympics this year, Tom and Debbie, they were just captivated. I know you guys were. I was. Everyone was. And when it comes to Jordan Chiles, she didn't qualify to get the bronze. But then because there was an error in how the judges calculated her score, she was then given the bronze medal, Debbie, as you just said. But then there was an appeal filed by Romania stating that, well, the appeal by the United States was 4 seconds late under the rules. And so the IOC then took that medal away from Jordan Chiles and gave it to a Romanian gymnast. Here's what's interesting here. The Court of Arbitration that covers the Olympics has already ruled against Jordan Chiles. But one of the members of that arbitration committee is actually a consultant for the Romanian gymnast team. And so they're appealing it on the basis that the arbitration was arbitrary, believe it or not, because there was a conflict of interest with one of the arbitrators. But here's the other part that's interesting here. The evidence that the United States and Jordan Chiles has comes from a documentary video that was being shot of Simone Biles that actually shows that there were two protests that were made by the U.S. gymnast team even before that 60-second deadline expired. So the issue here is whether the Supreme Court of Switzerland will remand this case back to the arbitration committee to reconsider the evidence that shows a timely appeal.
All right. Certainly interesting. I'm Team Jordan on this one for sure. Thanks, Brad.
Absolutely. You're welcome, Debbie.